At first glance, a troll is a relatively simple encounter. But what if we were able to change something or add an additional dynamic to make the encounter a little bit more than it would just appear? Well, that's what this week's episode of Combat Corner is going to be. Welcome back to the Game Masters Academy. This is the show where we strive to help you make every one of your sessions great. Thank you for joining me. My name is Greg. Last week when I did the Nothic, I was torn between doing the Nothic and doing some of the unique trolls that are available. If you've not seen some of the trolls that are available in Mordekaiser's Monsters of the Multiverse, then this might be a little bit new for you. And there's a lot of opportunities here to utilize some of these creatures and find a way to make it a little bit more exciting than what you would potentially think of as a troll encounter. Before we get into the episode, I would like to ask that you all like, subscribe, follow, download, all of the fun goodies for the algorithm. It definitely helps out the channel, and I appreciate each and every one of you that does that. And for those of you that are unable to do that, just being here and watching is appreciated as well. Whether it's through folklore and trolls living underneath of a bridge, through popular literature like J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, between just the trolls that Bilbo finds in the woods, as well as the cave troll that they first come in contact with in the Mines of Moria.
Have a cave troll.
Trolls are an integral part of fantasy literature and culture, most having a uniqueness about them based on the author or the creator that is introducing the creature to whatever world it is that they have created. In D&D, trolls being harmed, fearful, and enraged by fire and acid is very well known, and I would caution us on not claiming metagaming for the characters to know that. A troll being killed easily with fire is one of those things that's kind of similar to a vampire being staked in the heart. You almost could just go up to somebody that doesn't even play the game and ask them how to kill a troll, and they'd probably be able to tell you. I just wanted to start off with that, because if trolls are common enough through literature, gaming, that an individual that has never played D&D before has the possibility of knowing what to do to kill one, I think it's very, very reasonable that characters that exist within the worlds we create would have that knowledge as well. With that all said and out of the way, let's take a look at a troll. So, a troll is a giant kin. They're not actually a giant. They are relatives of giants. And so you'll see that it is a large giant. It's a pretty basic character, and before we get into the stats, let's just take a real quick look at the description here. So, we get the troll from the basic rules within D&D, and that would be page 156. So, reading some of their description, fearsome green-skinned giants, trolls eat anything they can catch and devour. Only acid and fire can arrest the regenerative properties of a troll's flesh. Born with horrific appetites, trolls eat anything they can catch and devour. They have no society to speak of, but they serve as underlings or mercenaries to a lot of the what would be considered the evil races throughout most fantasy worlds. Regeneration. Smashing a troll's bones and slashing through its rubbery hide only makes it angry. A troll's wounds close quickly. If it loses an arm or a leg or even its head, the dismembered parts can sometimes act with a life of their own, and then can be reattached to the severed stump on that part of the troll's body. Only acid and fire can stop that regenerative process, and trolls that are attacked with that will basically prioritize those targets. It's really just going to piss them off. Also, troll freaks. Regenerative capabilities make trolls especially susceptible to mutation. Although uncommon, such transformations can result from what a troll has done or what has been done to it. A decapitated troll might grow two heads from the stump of its neck, while a troll that eats a fey creature might gain one or more of that creature's traits. So we'll get a little bit into exactly what we're going to do here. I'm going to include in this process the ideas that I have of how you would be able to make this into a fun little side quest for your party. But let's just take a look at the troll's basic stats. Troll is a CR5 monster. It has 15 armor class, 84 hit points. You can see there's not many things going on here for the mental stats, and then it has high strength and constitution. Regeneration is 10 hit points at the start of its turn, as long as it did not take acid or fire damage during the turn, you know, the intermittent space between its last turn and the start of the next turn. And then it has a bite and a claw. It makes one bite and two claw attacks on its turn, and those do 1d6 and 2d6 damage. A troll is a pretty simple and straightforward encounter, whereas a lot of the encounters that we talk about, and we're trying to intelligently utilize the creatures that we have so that way we can provide more of a challenge. The troll's challenge is just standing there and then beating people. And so that's what you're going to do with them. You're just going to basically have him engage the party. Anybody that uses fire or acid damage on it becomes the primary target, and the troll will attempt to go after that individual first. Now, as it is by itself, a troll is a CR5 monster. If you're going to just have him be a random encounter, then that's probably fine. And this isn't anything that's got to be super nuanced or super intelligent as far as running the encounter. If we're going to run them as a side quest, I think a great idea for a side quest would be a farmer that comes to the party and complains that a troll is eating his sheep. And that farmer is enlisting the party's help. The party should probably be around character level 10 for this particular side quest. And I know that it's a CR5 monster, but just bear with me here on the idea. So the idea would be that the party would go out, they would find the troll, they would defeat the troll, and report the successful elimination of the target to the farmer. The farmer pays them whatever it was that they were going to be paid, and they move about their business. The next day, the farmer comes back furious, absolutely enraged, because not only is the troll back, but now it's worse. Now it's this bulbous, disgusting creature that oozes poison from its pores, and every time it gets hit, it sprays poison all over the place. And so the farmer is now dealing with what's called a venom troll. And that would be from Mordekainen's Monsters of the Multiverse. This particular troll, when it takes any type of damage, deals 2d8 poison damage to anybody that's within 5 feet of it. And then its bite and its claw attacks have additional poison damage added to them. Also has a recharge ability that does basically slices itself with a claw and deals additional poison damage to those nearby. So now we have a venom troll. And so the party is confused. The farmer thinks that he got swindled by a group of adventurers or charlatans or, you know, things along those lines. And so to make it right, the party goes out, and sure enough, there's the venom troll. And so the party slays the venom troll and reports it to the farmer, and everybody's great, and the party goes about its business. And then the next day, the farmer comes back, and there's a rot troll.
Rot Troll's a CR9 creature that, instead of poison, has extra necrotic damage that it does. You get the point. And I don't want this to just be completely repetitive, but the idea here is, even though they're destroying the trolls, it seems that there's always more of them that are coming. And so eventually the party gets the idea that they should maybe just watch the troll and figure out where it goes. And what ends up happening is the troll goes back to the location that it is, a cave or anything along those lines. And within that cave, we have something other than a troll. We have what I would call a biomancer. Basically an artificer that specializes in human augmentation, or it's Dr. Frankenstein, basically. And the easiest thing, that it's not really anything that exists, and so the easiest way to do this is just through flavor and utilizing a transmuter wizard from Mordekainen's as well. And your transmuter wizard is in this cave, and he is doing experiments on trolls. And he is basically taking bits and pieces of trolls and exposing them to different things and seeing what happens as they regenerate. Because if you look at the flavor text of your venom troll, of your dire troll, of your rot troll, all of those specific variants of troll end up getting these weird powers when they're exposed to things as they're regenerating. And so our little biomancer, which is basically, like I said, just a reflavored transmuter wizard, is in this cave creating all these different variations of trolls. And in typical fashion, the trolls themselves are unable to be controlled and escaping and running wild, and the farmer that originally contacted the party is the first individual that, or the closest individual that the trolls would come access to. They see some sheep, they eat the sheep, and now you have an angry farmer. Part of this entire process is that the transmuter wizard is like the only person in the known world that doesn't realize that fire is needed to kill the troll. So he kills the troll, doesn't use fire or acid, they keep coming back, and I don't know, the final boss here of this little tiny side quest deal could be a dire troll, which are created by one troll eating another troll, and it makes them huge, and then they grow like eyeballs on their chest and mouths on their stomachs and all sorts of weird creepy things. But the idea there is that's a CR13 monster, and so it doesn't really do a whole lot to warrant that, in my personal opinion. And so that's why I was saying at least level 10 would probably be sufficient to be able to handle that kind of a monster. But the idea here with this whole entire thing is that it's presented as a troll problem, but in reality, it's a biomancer problem that the party needs to go and stop. And I would allow this to be handled with the biomancer, at least, without having to do combat. If your party's going to murder hobo him, then hey, you know, whatever, that's fine. But if they wanted to just explain like what he's doing is causing all sorts of problems and just have that be a social interaction to solve the problem, I would allow that course of action to be successful. And if not, then that, obviously that's what they choose. But Biomancer would just be a transmuter wizard. And as he's doing all sorts of crazy things to the trolls, they're coming up with all sorts of weird and unique variations, and those weird and unique variations are what the party initially sees, which can obviously cause some confusion as they kill a troll and then it turns into a venom troll. Well, it's just a different troll, and we go from there. And so that is, like I said, a little twist on the idea of a troll, because realistically speaking, just fighting a troll is, unless you're like level 3, just fighting a troll is kind of not exciting, but it might be a good opportunity to have a higher level party recognize that they should do something to help this farmer or whatever. You get the idea. So then after that's completed, then they can go and talk to the farmer, let them know that it was not something that was done on purpose. They weren't swindling him. They've solved the problem. Everybody's happy. And that is your side quest idea. I don't think that this is something that has enough substance to it to really turn into a full-on, like, full-fledged quest line, but it could be a part of that quest line if you find a way to tie your biomancer transmuter guy in with the actual quest line that you're running. So, have fun with some trolls. I think that we tend to avoid some of the very common enemies and very common monsters just because they've been done so many times that they can become a little stale. But in general, the monsters themselves, if used in the right situation, can still work to create a unique opportunity or a unique challenge for the players. So that's this week's episode of Combat Corner with a side quest addition. I hope that you guys find a way to stick some trolls under some bridges or stick them just out in the middle of a field running around trying to eat everything they can get their hands on for your quests. Don't be afraid to use stuff that is common because it's common. And hope you have a great rest of your week. And as always, let's let the dice decide.